Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. Legal complaints claim staff at a county-owned emergency shelter sexually abused more than 100 children. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The San Diego City Council says the sewage crisis at the southern border is an emergency. Yesterday afternoon, they unanimously passed a resolution calling on the Biden administration to declare a state of emergency. The resolution was introduced by District 8 Councilmember Vivian Moreno, who lives within a mile of the Tijuana River. She says it's good that work has now begun on fixing and expanding the South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant. But she also says it isn't nearly enough.
It is a far cry from the over $1 billion in investment needed to completely solve this problem. And the federal government needs to take more action urgently.
$700 million has already been committed to repair and expand the treatment plant. The repairs and expansion are expected to take years to complete. SDG&E customers can expect a more than $78 credit on their energy bill this month. The credit is from the California Climate Credit Program. It's a state cap and trade program that requires polluters to pay for climate pollution. Credits are distributed in April and October each year. In April, SDG&E customers saw a nearly $59 credit for natural gas. Billing cycles are different for everyone, so not everyone will see the bill credit at the same time this month. San Diegans will automatically be credited. You don't need to do anything to receive it. Multiple excessive heat warnings and a heat advisory are still in effect today, and temperatures are expected to rise a couple degrees compared to yesterday. In the inland mountain and desert areas, temps are expected to reach the low hundreds. Coastal areas will have the most comfortable temps in the high 70s. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. Recent legal complaints claim staff at a county-owned emergency shelter sexually abused more than 100 children over decades. Reporter Katie Heisen says the complaints blame county policy.
The AB and Jesse Polinsky Children's Center is a 24-hour facility. It provides temporary emergency shelter for children. It's often a first stop before foster care. The county says those children must be taken from their families for their safety. But dozens of recent complaints from a national law firm claim the county did not keep those children safe. That between 1993 and 2023, center staff sexually abused children as young as 2 years old and threatened the children to keep them from reporting. The attorneys blame the county for failing to adequately screen and supervise center staff and allegedly ignoring reported abuse. At the time of this reporting, a county spokesperson has not responded to a request for comment. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
A San Diego-based carrier strike group is being kept in the Middle East in the middle of the escalating conflict. Military reporter Andrew Dyer has more on what that means.
On Sunday, the Pentagon announced the USS Abraham Lincoln and its strike group will remain in the Middle East due to an evolving security situation. It's part of an overall increase in the U.S. military presence as Israel expanded operations into Lebanon. Iran launched about 200 missiles into Israel yesterday in response. Another San Diego-based carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt, left the region last month after having its deployment extended in response to the conflict. It's currently in the Western Pacific and heading home. The East Coast-based carrier Harry S. Truman is en route to the Mediterranean and could arrive next week, freeing the Lincoln to rotate back to the Western Pacific and resume its deployment. The Lincoln left San Diego in July. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Governor Newsom's recent ban on hemp products that contain THC is raising concerns among medicinal users. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says some hemp advocates warn it will especially affect vulnerable individuals, including children.
Stephanie Bone has spent countless nights in the hospital with her 10-year-old daughter, Sadie. She has a brain disorder called Rett syndrome. A couple of years ago, Sadie's doctor recommended giving her a cannabidiol, or CBD tincture. CBD is derived from hemp plants. The tincture also contains trace amounts of THC.
Just a few weeks ago, we celebrated her one-year seizure-free anniversary. And it was a remarkable milestone for her and for us.
But Bone worries her daughter's health may now be at risk. In September, the state banned all hemp products containing any THC. It can no longer be sold legally in California outside of medical cannabis dispensaries. Governor Gavin Newsom initiated the ban because he says loopholes in the law have made it too easy for kids to access intoxicating products. For Bone and her family, CBD has been life-changing.
Our life has almost restarted, and we can be, go on family adventures and not feel this kind of sense of panic.
The ban will last until March 2025. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria and Challenger San Diego Police Officer Larry Turner will square off tomorrow at KPBS for the second and final mayoral debate. Reporter Amitha Sharma will moderate the debate. Voice of San Diego CEO and Editor-in-Chief Scott Lewis will be a panelist. They spoke about some of the issues the candidates will spar over.
So housing remains out of the reach of most San Diegans. Homelessness continues to rise. Both issues will be a big focus in Thursday's debate. What does each candidate need to say to fine-tune and contrast their positions and actually move voters on these two issues?
Well, they both represent two distinct sides of this discussion. Mayor Gloria is from the camp that homelessness is a housing problem, that it's all interconnected, that the very bottom rung of housing is the street. And wherever you add housing is going to alleviate the pressure that's coming down on people. Larry Turner, the police officer, is from a different camp. He believes that homelessness is a symptom of a moral and economic problem that's maybe a little bit separate, if not completely separate, from housing. And I think those are very distinct things you see in the conversation about homelessness across the city. And it'll be really interesting to see how they advocate and make sense of it when it comes to solutions.
Measure E.
Yeah.
A measure on the ballot to increase the sales tax by 1 cent on every dollar spent. Give us a preview of the candidates' views on this.
Well, the mayor looked at it, and San Diego, the city of San Diego, has the lowest possible sales tax rate in San Diego County. There are other cities that are higher. He said that's always been something on the shelf that we need to take down now, and we need to make sure we get that. It would basically double how much money the city gets from sales taxes, and it would both wipe out the deficit that the city faces every year, but add a little bit as well for crucial investments into infrastructure. Now, on the other hand, Larry Turner says this is a tax on often the poorest people who spend the most amount of their incomes on things in all kinds of places to make their lives work, and thus it's a regressive tax. And it's not necessary right now. You can close the budget deficit and you can make investments by finding waste, fraud, and abuse in other parts of the city budget.
Hey, turning to public safety, police clearing homeless encampments, police use of surveillance tools, and traffic deaths are big topics. What are the pressure points on each of these issues?
I think there is a very different description of reality. The mayor talks about how crime has gone down, and then his opponent says, those are just wrong. Those numbers are incorrect. The mayor talks about wanting to get more police in the service, and his opponent, Larry Turner, talks about getting other people, not sworn police officers, to do some of the work that officers do, the investigative work, the follow-up with customers, and try to make sure that there's other ways to get that done without having to hire and recruit and train police officers. The city has done so much to get more police officers in the door, and it's just not working. And the mayor has very few new ideas for that. We'll see if the Larry Turner presents a different option.
A poll by Channel 10 and the San Diego Union-Tribune last month shows that the race is narrowed. 37% of voters polled said that they would vote for Mayor Todd Gloria. 33% responded by saying they'd vote for candidate Larry Turner, and 28% were undecided. Given that there are so many undecided voters, how seriously do you view that poll?
Well, I think it makes sense, especially in concert with some of the internal polls I've heard about. But I think the big question is, if you're trying to oust an incumbent from a mayor's office like that, you have to both convince the public that they deserve to lose their job and that you deserve to have that job. Often undecided voters, though, break to what they know or what they've heard, and that'll be hard for the opponent, Larry Turner, to overcome. Now, there's been an infusion of money in the race. We'll see if he's able to use that to make the case, both, again, that you have to fire the incumbent and that you're the man for it.
And just a reminder, you can ride public transit for free today, all day. MTS and the NCTD are offering free transit for Clean Air Day. The agencies want to encourage San Diegans to reduce carbon emissions to improve air quality. Mark Olson is Director of Marketing and Communications for MTS. He says catching your free ride today is easy.
What's great about Free Ride Day is that people don't need to do anything to get on board. They just get on board and go. There's no ID that's required. There's no pronto card that's needed. They don't need to tap on a validator before they get on board. It's just get on board and enjoy the ride. That's really what we're after with the Free Ride Day. We try to break down those barriers that maybe some people are a little hesitant to ride with.
This year will be the fifth free ride day held by the agencies. MTS says each year the transit agencies have seen up to a 30% increase in ridership. For more information about Free Ride Day, visit sdmts.com/freerideday or go nctd.com. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. In tomorrow's podcast, we bring you details on an upcoming Oktoberfest. Join us again for that, plus the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Wednesday.